Hello, everybody.
Desktop folder with you.
This is Josely Walter, and I'm about to do a podcast on how to transfer ringtones to the Motorola i205. And it's going to be one of these podcasts where just about anything can happen because I have a roommate, a cat, and a dog, and a computer that has a mind of its own, so we'll kind of see what happens. I'm going to transfer ringtones, I'm also going to make a ringtone, and I'm going to also demonstrate the phone book editor program for the Motorola, Nextel Motorola line of phones. The program I'm going to use to transfer the ringtone is called WebJAL, which stands for Web Java Applet Loader, and it's fairly accessible. Both of them are. The WebJAL program, you have to use JAWS, the JAWS or WE or whatever cursor, you know, quite a bit, but it's not undoable. I've tried to script it, but I'm not very good at scripting, so it didn't quite go over as well as I would have hoped, but, you know, something has to give somewhere, I don't know. But that's the program that, the two programs I'm going to use, the Motorola phone book editor and the WebGel program. And this is my first podcast. I don't have a very professional setup here. Therefore, I will probably sound a little farther away than I ought to, and yeah, the quality probably won't be studio quality, but hopefully the information will be worth the torture of listening to it. So here we go. I've got my computer turned on, of course. My cell phone hooked up to my computer via a USB data cable. It did not come with the phone. I had to order it from Nextel. But, you know, it costs about $30, but it's been well worth it, in my opinion. My roommate and I both use it to load ringtones and stuff, and, you know, when it comes to, you know, like $2 a ringtone or whatever, this thing is paid for itself well and truly by now. Also being able to update the contacts and things in the phone, you know, it's been definitely worth it. So first things first, I'm going to put a contact in the phone book here. I have to load the, hello, computer. Why aren't you talking to me here? Oh yeah, I'm using something, and it doesn't like to talk when I'm using SoundForge. So I'll open this iDen.
IDenApps
is the folder that I put all my fun little iDen things in. Heat's gonna kick on. We're gonna have problems. I'll take care of that later. Anyway, and I'm going into the phone book manager. My speech is very fast, and I'm using the Eloquence with the British accent kind of thing. It kind of caught on. I was playing with it one day and decided to record the British Eloquence for a friend of mine, and it kind of stuck. I've used it ever since. And it's at about 65%. I just sped it up this morning. And so I'm going to hit enter on this phone book editor. I just interrupted it, but I get a little welcome speech here. I'm going to click on edit.
Copy phone book button. Edit phone
book. I'm going to choose load from file, because I have a copy of my phone book stored on my computer. And it's asking for the file name, so I'm going to edit, or enter it. Alright, it says enter new contact and press enter.
Contact list, new contact, enter, 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 enter.
It'll give you a list of contacts.
Phone 2 fail. 3 fail. Stop 4 fail. 7 5 fail.
Going down here to look at what I've got.
Because
call
me 11 fail.
looking to see if there's anything I need to remove. Nope, I don't. Okay. I'm going to add two numbers here. First, I'm going to type my sister's name in here. And then I tab over to where it says, well, mobile, that's what I'm going to add. And the fields are very clearly marked. I need to open my phone book file here, because I don't know her cell phone number right offhand. Which is part of the reason that I'm going to add it in this cell phone, because I could never remember.
500, 417.
Copy and paste it here.
16 copy selection
clipboard. Identify manager. Come into the
manager.
Phone book manager again.
Permitted. Mobile edit.
Go into the mobile. And I'm gonna take all the dashes and things out because it doesn't like them.
9-1.
There we go.
0-3.
Oops, delete that space. It immediately appears in your list of contacts. You just tab over and it's right there. There's, for phone book fields, there's main/work2. I'm not quite sure what that means.
Private ID number,
that's for Nextel subscribers with the Direct Connect. It's their Direct Connect number. Mobile phone. Home. Work1. Pager. Fax. Talk group. I'm not quite sure what that is.
Chat address.
I'm not sure what that is either.
Other.
Email address. You can put a person's email address in there because I guess you can send and receive email with the phone, but my phone doesn't talk, so I can't do that.
SDG.
I'm not sure what that is.
Sort button.
There's a sort button I've never played with. Worldwide button. I haven't pressed that either. You can print your phone book.
Help button.
There's the help button.
Back button.
Save
button.
Save button, which I'm not going to press yet.
Cancel button.
Cancel.
Delete button.
Delete.
Contact list.
Contact list. You know, I'm back at the contact.
Contact list.
Alright. One more.
Hey, contact list and contact center extended. Main/work2. Private ID number.
Home number. And already know most of it.
The last four numbers, now I do know them.
Okay, and that's it. Now, I've added these three
contact list and new contact 10% extended to list box K15 of 15. Contact list and new contact 10%
extended. And
delete button. Cancel button.
I'm
save button.
To save it.
I can turn manager dialog. Save the save option allows you to save all workbook entries.
Where I want to save it, I want to save it to both my computer and my phone in
save
case
file button. Save the file
something
button.
Happens.
I can turn manager dialog. SVG. Save dialog. File name. Edit. Subject. MD. Alt. Percent. K.
I'm going to enter my name of the file that I want the phone book saved in on my computer. And it's going to ask me if I want to overwrite because I have used that name before.
Yes. Yes, I want to save.
It said saving this information to the phone will overwrite your current phone book, and that's fine. I want it to do that. Now it's telling me to make sure that my phone is connected and press the space bar to, you know, to continue. And my phone is connected. I did that before I started, so I'm going to go ahead and press space. And it's now telling me to wait. It's restarting my phone for some reason. I don't know why, or not quite
dialogue, please,
starting,
please, dialogue, cancel,
it's reading the SIM card. The SIM card is little, it's like a little rectangular piece of plastic kind of thing. Looks rather unimportant, but it's actually very important because it holds all of your information for your phone. Your phone number, your name, your, you know, basically validates that the phone is allowed to run, is allowed to make calls, is allowed to
100%
and do all that sort of thing. It's writing to the phone. I have to wait a little bit for it to do that. My roommate disappeared again. It's quiet in here. Actually, it's been quiet in here. It's pretty cool. Sure, it's cold today. Last time I checked, it was about 5 above. My poor dog, I let her out. She's back in a hurry. She doesn't want to stay out there. And we're still waiting for it to write to the phone. This takes a little while, just because it
83%, 100%.
There we go.
I can
now wait for it to reset my phone, because this time it actually is resetting my phone. Done resetting my phone now? No, because I haven't heard my phone beep over there yet. Which is what it should do. Tell me that it's got a signal. I guess it doesn't want to. Better I didn't actually hear it, one of the two. But I'm going to close this. Oh, there it went. Okay, now it's got a signal. I'm sitting over by my computer speakers, so I don't know why it's what it's doing. But I'm going to close this application because I'm finished with it. Now that I've saved everything. Make a ringtone for my phone. I use Anvil Studio, and you can Google that and find it pretty easily. To edit MIDI files, and I have a list of MIDI files I can use. Copyrights and the like. You know, if anybody actually knows where they came from, let me know. Turned up on me. Come on. Why are you doing this? Oh well. Get back up there. Behave. Alright. Now, I'm going to open a MIDI file.
Menu, file menu, use on end. Menu, menu, notice on dialogue. File name, edit combo, 0, item, 4%. Folder, use, view, select, select,
delete. It's not the greatest, but it's usable. Uh-oh.
Hold plus I. Fold USU. Make a DB. 114. My documents.
Thank you.
My computer. Fold of USU. Selected. External. Fold of USU. Selected. 114. 146. MIDI. Music hot. Fold of USU. Selected.
Okay.
Fold of USU. Zero items.
What? Told me Christmas I didn't have. Okay.
I'll give this
all
for mid.
Sheesh.
All
I'm gonna arrow down here. What have I got?
I'm gonna change the mid. I'm gonna explore as my cat mid. All is worth it. That's my deal. You will be mid. You will say all in CD for mid.
I have a lot of...
Files. 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 Files.
Files.
Files. Files. Files.
Files. Files.
Files. Files. Files. Files. Files. Files. Files. Files. Files. Files. Files. Files. Files. Files. Files. Files. Files. Files. Files. Files. Files. Files. Files.
Files. Files.
Files. Files. Files.
Think. Well, that sounds like a good one to use.
Love, 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 track, voice, and
okay. Yep, there she is. What you doing, girl? Come here. Come here. What? Hello. Oh, you're hyper. Hi. Hi, dear. Yes, hi. Good girl. Okay. I've got a song loaded. What I'm going to do is play part of the song. You can define shortcut keys in this program. So I've defined Control L for playing the song. Tina down. And so I'm gonna play it until I get to the point where I wanna cut it off. Cut the beginning, you know, of my ringtone. And then pause it. So you'll hear the hear it playing here, and hopefully it'll play. Come on, are we not playing today? What's the deal here? I'm going into the file menu, hitting
from start to current position.
For cut. It says delete from start to current position, and that's what I'm going to do. So I did. And now I'm going to go play some.
Menu. How? Delete from start to current position. S. Delete from current position.
Now I want to delete from current position to end, which is what I've just done. Now I'm going to go into the file menu.
Open some. Open play. Save some. Save some. Export MIDI. Export caveat.
Merge some. Export MIDI format 0. Export MIDI format 0, which is the format of MIDI that I need for my phone.
Leave menu. Give a name to the file MIDI.
My computer is noisy.
Hold the USU. Selected Christian MIDI. 1231.
Go into ringtone.
Hold the USU. Selected Christian MIDI. File name. MIDI combo 0. Items. 4%.
Give it a file name and hit there.
Kill track the version 2005.0.0.3. Help play button.
Now.
Animal Studio, yes button, both plus I.
No, button, both I don't want to save the change.
MIDI, hold the USU, Animal Studio 1KB, shortcut 7/L/2000. Sonic Country Sound 4.6.0, IDAPS.
Now I'm going to go into IDENT apps and use WebGL to load that MIDI into my phone.
Dialog.
Let's wait for WebGL to start up. I just hit enter on it.
IDAPS, leave it up WebGL, IDENT WebGL application.
Yes, I'm waiting. Okay, it's done, so I'm going to use my JAWS cursor. No, I was. Why is my...
Bumblecom. Oh,
whoops.
Results of PC. Item. Item web server application. Login. My symbol. Close symbol. Login connect. Open. Features. Login connect. Open. Blank. Login.
Click on login.
Next button. Use login dialog. Username. Password. Username.
Enter. Item web server application. Need a username and password. I don't know why it uses the internet, what it uses it for, but I just know it uses.
Full cursor. Logout. Connect.
It's.
Connect. Connect.
Logged in. And I'm now going to click on connect to phone. Good girl. For it to connect to my phone. And for some reason it unloads and loads, reloads the phone drivers when it does
it.
Disconnects it and reconnects it or something. It's kind of weird. But it's done now.
Results of blank. Load wallpaper. Load wallpaper space. 250. Load wallpaper. Load ringtones. Applications. Load ringtones. Blank.
Load ringtones.
Wallpaper. Load tones. Ring. Load. Load. Left mouse button.
There. Come on.
Left mouse button. Load.
Okay.
Applications. Download button. Load J2B. Remove button. Add button. Add button.
I need to arrow around.
Left mouse button. Edit. Cursor. Open dialog. File name. Edit. PC cursor. Folder view is new. Selected Christmas maintenance. 135.
Now I'm going to find the song I just made.
Classic,
oh,
yeah. Oh,
here we go. Children.
Button,
and now I'm sitting on the add button. It is now more accessible now that I clicked on it the first time.
Remove button,
button.
Button.
Arrow
button.
To download.
34%.
Download.
Transmit file dialog. Download button. Transmit file. Item web server application. Load dialog. Remove button. Item web server application. Load. Item web server application. Load dialog. All downloads are now finished. Okay, button.
Told me that it's download. That it's finished. I'm going to
download. Button. Button.
It's a pretty easy program to use. Not as complicated as the whole Motorola, what are the other one? Nokia. It's not as complicated. It doesn't seem like it anyway. A lot of use of the JAWS cursor, but other than that, it's really not bad.
PC cursor.
Done or not? Now it's closed. And.
PC cursor. Ripple sound 1, Sonic sound 3 sound 4 6 point, IDAPS, folder view is new.
A new ringtone in my phone.
Sonic sound 3 sound 4 6.0, Ripple sound 1 dialog, recording the figures 44,136.
Go get it, see what it sounds like. So what is a good idea to test them? Step on the dog, unfortunately. Well, maybe not. Okay. Good. I'm pretty good at figuring out the steps that I need to follow to go through the cell phone menus to get at my phone, my ringtones, in this case. If you have the 205, you have your, with the keypad facing you, there's a little cross in the middle. To the left of that is the menu button. You want to press the menu button, it'll beep. Press the down arrow twice on the little cross, and then press the top left button, which is a select button. Then hit down arrow, and it should start playing your ringtones, which mine is. I'm going to go see if I can find that one I just put in. Come on. I know it's in here. I just have to find it. Ooh, that's a loud one. I like it. Okay. I'm going to assign that to somebody. So to do that, I hit the select button, hit the up arrow once, select again. Now the phone book is organized in alphabetical order, and you can arrow down through it if you remember everybody that's in your phone book, or you can think of the first letter of the person's entry. In this case, I'm going to assign it to somebody whose entry starts with a J, so I'm going to hit 5. And he happens to be the first person in the list, so I'm just going to hit the select key, And it's done. And just to make sure I'm back on everything. Hit the end key, which is the bottom right of the cross. And it's done. It's loaded in there. And that's that for that. I have to add in another ringtone in a minute, but hopefully this will give you a good idea of how this is done. If you guys have any questions, you can email me either on the Blind Cool Tech list or at my private email address, which is jowya79@mchsi.com. And hopefully this has helped somebody. I don't know a lot of people that use the Motorola, the Nextel Motorola phones, but if you do, that's, you know, how to do it with the 205. Loading ringtones and using the phone book editor, actually, I think is the same for all Motorola phones. My roommate has a, I think it's an i365 or something like that. One of the newer ones. And he can put MP3s on it, but we're not sure how to do it yet. So if anybody knows, contact me. We'd definitely appreciate knowing. I mean, I know you can use WebGL and all that, but we don't know the bitrate and stuff. Like, we've loaded MP3 bits on it, and it wouldn't play it. So I don't know what's going on there. But, so one of the iDEN phones for Nextel does have a rudimentary text-to-speech program with it for it. That's the i355, and it will read the caller ID, it'll read your contacts. I think it'll do missed calls, but I'm not sure. Page my roommate and find out. He knows more than I do. Hey, do you know if the talking program for the i355 will read missed calls? The program for the i355, the text speech program, do you know if it reads missed calls? Okay, thanks. I was wondering about that. I wasn't sure.
Yep.
Thank you. Believe it or not, he's in the next room. But, I didn't feel like walking all the way over there. So, yeah, it does read missed calls. It reads the caller ID, signal strength, battery life, and I think your contacts. It doesn't do messages. You know, like SMS messages or text messages or anything like that, but it does, you know, so a few things. It's not as good as like the Talks program or anything like that, but it's free, so what more can you say, you know?
Yeah. Well, I've never played with one before, and what it does is, like I said before, it does. You can scroll up and down your call, recent calls list. It will tell you your battery status and your signal strength status. It will also read some of the menus. And it's also a talking caller ID. And I forget what else it does. I'm trying to think. I think that's all it does.
Yeah, it's not, like, as extensive as the Talks program or anything, but it's, I mean, from what I've heard from what you've said and everything, it does enough to get by on, you know. For a free program, it's not, you know, it's not too shabby, it sounds like.
I don't know if you'll be able to get it pre-installed. You may have to install it yourself, buy a cable and install it yourself.
Yeah, because I found that the Nextel people don't really know about it. I mean, I mentioned it to the tech support guys, and they're like, what?
It's not available on the Nextel website. You're going to have to go on the Motorola website and get it.
Yeah, that's what I've told them.
One thing that the speech program does, though, it cuts down significantly on your battery life. You know, cut your current battery life on the phone by about 30%. It eats up the battery power.
Yeah, and if you want a Nextel phone with speech, at this point, that's about the best they've got. Sprint merging with Nextel, I guess they're, you know, maybe eventually something better will come out, but at this point, you know, it's pretty much about it. I was saying that we couldn't get MP3s to work on your phone. Which one do you have?
I have the i710.
i710. I thought it was 365 for some weird reason. i710, it's a color flip phone thing. Which is actually it's a pretty neat phone. It's got a speakerphone on it and stuff. But we can't figure out what bitrate to use for MP3s and stuff, so it's,
It won't play straight MP3s. You have to put it into another format. I'm not quite sure what that is. But you can't just load a straight MP3 clip onto the phone and play it. Not this one.
Yeah, so basically, we're not sure exactly what we're supposed to use, so if anybody can let us know, I've already given my contact information. Thanks! He's disappearing back into his room now. There he goes. So if anybody can, you know, let us know if you guys have an i710 and you know what format we're supposed to use, all that sort of thing, to do the MP3 thing, because he really wants to use it. And I know he'll be happy about it. So hopefully this has been informative. Like I said, I apologize for the quality of this cast. It's, unfortunately, I don't have the greatest in sound equipment. My microphone's like this $30 thing I bought from Radio Shack, and yeah, it's not the greatest, and then I've got this weird buzzing noise in the back, but I try to edit that out. It's just my computer being strange, I guess. But anyway, hopefully this has been helpful, and if you guys have any questions or comments or whatever, I'll give my contact info again. You can either reach me on the Blind Cool Tech List, or you can email me at jowywa79@mchsi.com. I'm also contactable on MSN at jowywa79@ameritech.net. And I just never changed over to my MCHSI thing with MSN, so. And on Skype, you can Skype me at Bev the Cat, BevTheCat, 2005. It's all one word. That's my Skype contact information. And hopefully I'll see some of you around.